You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Friday and commentator Archie MacDonald is here. We've always thought Archie MacDonald was full of beans, and today he proves it.
We often spend summer vacation in southwest Colorado, in the famed Four Corners area. We are not the first to discover the summer pleasures of the region. Millennia before, people we know as Anasazi took over that territory from even more ancient nomadic hunter-gatherers, learned to live in permanent cliff dwellings like those extant at Mesa Verde, and cultivated crops such as corn, squash, and beans. We found commercialized descendants of those beans in City Market in Pagosa Springs. They look for all the world like a pinto bean crossed with a paint horse. What I mean by that biological impossibility is that an Anasazi bean is the size and shape of a pinto bean, but is colored red and white patterns, similar to the hide of that multicolored equine. And, like the animal, no two beans are colored the same way. Intrigued by their appearance, we bought a bag and cooked them. As usual, cooking changes things. The beans lose most of their clashing colors, although a faint outline where red met white survives. The serendipitous reward, however, is best. The Anasazi bean cooks faster and lingers slightly sweeter on the palate than its pinto cousin. So naturally, I had to know more about this bean and its producers. And here's the story. Archaeologists found the dehydrated ancestors of my beans in pots while exploring thousands of historic sites in the region. Experimenting with germination, they discovered that the spark of life had lingered inside those beans for centuries, and water could germinate it into new crops. I tried this myself, and the result is a small bush bean with a smaller pod than regular pintos. And, American entrepreneurial spirit being what it is, the Adobe Milling Company of Dove Creek, Colorado, turned this resurrected food source into a commercial crop. Now I learned that I'm not supposed to say Anasazi anymore. Turns out this is a pejorative in Navajo, used to mean enemy ancestors or ancient people who are not us. Okay, let's call them Archie's beans, either because A, some folks say I am full of beans, or B, I like them so much.
Commentator Archie MacDonald brings us his tender morsels on life every Friday morning at 7:35. You can find him in the classroom as well. He's a Regents Professor of History at Stephen F. Austin State University and a community liaison for the university. You can hear a sampling of his archive commentaries on our website at redriverradio.org. Just click on the word commentary at the bottom of the page. The programming you hear on Red River Radio is supported in part by listeners who become members and by Nacogdoches Medical Center, celebrating 35 years of medicine in East Texas by offering a comprehensive range of inpatient and outpatient medical services. Further information is available at 866-898-8446 or nacmedicalcenter.com. It's coming up on 20 minutes before 8 o'clock. Morning Edition continues in a moment on Red River Radio.